Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday. It's time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, baseball players, we know, are a superstitious bunch, doing anything and everything to maintain a hot streak, from eating the same meal to wearing the same underwear. Now enter the home run sausage. The Minnesota Twins, who couldn't buy a hit on many nights in the first month of the season, are on a 9-game winning streak, thanks in part, they say, to their lucky sausage. Last week during a game, the team's hitting coach brought a Cloverdale Food Summer sausage into the dugout and told the players to tap it before they hit. What followed was a flurry of hits, including back-to-back homers. And when the players tossed the sausage to each other after rounding the bases, a new home run celebration was born. Since then, the Twins have been streaking with the sausage by their side, and it's been traveling with the team in a Ziploc bag shoved into a shoe. Things could hit a snag soon, though, when it comes to their upcoming games in Toronto. It's unclear whether the sausage will make it through customs. Players say they'll find a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they won last night, right? Or the most recent game against the White Sox.
Yeah.
I am a little concerned about this afternoon's game.
Okay. Why is that?
Just because I don't like talking about it. What, you get the superstitions working and how
Right. Everybody's
talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, so you see that there? Everyone's talking about
it.
People are writing about it. We're talking about it.
Yes, you know, and they're going to get be pregame interviews about the sausage. It's going to be overexposure, and it's the luck is just going to run out.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree. Now that it's hit national with us, I think it's probably over for the streak.
I love the whole idea though. Now go find something else.
Right.
Go find the next thing and ride it. Like, baseball players are very superstitious.
Right.
Go find the next thing. Good job by the hitting coach.
Yeah.
Give them a raise.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to find a new – this other thing, too. This is obviously a perishable item, so they have to keep finding sort of new sausages or else it's going to get pretty gross there in the dugout.
That's true. Maybe the fortunes could reset with each sausage introduced.
That would be good.
That could be it.
And pretty soon, everybody, including our Mets, will be doing the sausage thing, too.
Okay.
And another sign that cities are fed up with annoying tourists, one town in Japan has begun constructing a large black screen on a stretch of sidewalk to block the view of Mount Fuji. The reason, they say, misbehaving foreign tourists. Specifically, they're sick of the littering, crossing the road with busy traffic, ignoring traffic lights, and trespassing on private property. Tourists also crowd the sidewalk trying to take scenic pictures of the mountain. The town says they've tried other methods, including posting signs and even hiring security guards. Now they're putting up a screen, which when completed will be over 8 feet high and more than 65 feet long, completely blocking the view of Mount Fuji. Foreign visitors have flocked to Japan since the pandemic border restrictions were lifted, in part due to a weaker yen.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to put this
65 feet long.
We're just with this screen up.
Yeah.
8 feet high. That's crazy.
No mountain for you. I mean, you know who's not particularly happy about that are the business owners who have been loving all this flocking of tourists that's been going on. There's always that push and pull, right, between the people that live there and the people that make money there.
Sure.
And trying to figure out how to strike that balance.
It's a slap in the face to the tourism industry.
Yeah. I mean, sure the tourists will figure out a way how to get through the screen.
I mean, Mount Fuji's been around for 100,000 years.
Yeah.
This is like a problem now.
Right, right. All of a sudden, we're becoming a problem when we visit to see Mount Fuji.
That is funny. Thank you, Mike.